All right, it's time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and they have a new showroom down in Monterey. Bruce, it's Sunday. How are you?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Pretty good. You know, there's some reason I tell you it goes back to being a kid. I like Sunday baseball. It was always one of those days that you go to the park, there's a doubleheader, or, you know, you could go to the game on Sunday. I like Sunday.
Yeah, I'm still not used to the 5 o'clock starts, especially at 8 o'clock in the East. I mean, it just seems wrong, doesn't it? I mean, it's, you know, it's part of the fabric now, whatever. And maybe if you've been out the beach all day, it's great to come home and you have a game. But I agree, Sunday day baseball is just kind of part of the deal.
Yeah, well, you go back East, I mean, you get a 5:10 start here, so it's 8 o'clock. It's like a World Series game. You know, everyone's going to be, you know, by the time Romo gets in the game or Kenley Jansen, it's you know, you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. The kids are definitely gone. School night, you know.
Well, we have a big day on Tuesday, and I know you'll be there, and I've seen you so many times on opening day. And what is it about opening day? Because here they are. They opened in Arizona. They opened in L.A. Now they're coming home to open, but it's still a big deal.
Well, it is. I mean, you saw what happened. There's nothing worse than a bummer of an opening day like the Dodgers had, you know, with Puig and everything, and they lose the game, and they throwing the ball over the lot and everything. And there's just something about having a great day on opening day that really helps you. Can be a little deceiving. I was thinking about the Giants' 2000 home opener when they lost to the Dodgers, and Kevin Elster hit 3 home runs, and Bonds and Snow homered, and even Doug Mirabelli hit a homer. We're thinking, you know, this is one of the great hitters' parks in all of baseball. And so, I mean, you know, a lot of things can happen that are completely unexpected, but you know, you talk about special. I mean, Jackie Robinson's first game was on an opening day in 1947. Babe Ruth christened Yankee Stadium in 1923, the first day of the brand new Yankee Stadium. He hits one out. Frank Robinson was the first black manager in 75, and he batted himself second, and he hit one out.
Huh?
You know, Hank Aaron tied his 714 was the number. Babe Ruth's career home run total, it was in everybody's heads for decades and decades on end. And on opening day, I think it was 74, Aaron hits his 714th, and he ties him right off the bat, first at bat of the season. So, it, you know, things like that make it special. You know, for the Giants, I'm sure the weather's going to be great, and it's such a great park, and, you know, just to start all over again.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, really, even though they've been on the road and who knows what they'll do today, but come home, the performance on your opening day and your opening in your home park lasts forever. I think you hit it well. I think you're right. And by the way, that home run was off of Jack Billingham, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right, Jack Billingham.
And didn't they sit Aaron down after that because they wanted him to break it at home?
Yeah, then that's how it unfolded.
Yeah, Bowie Kuhn. Well, there was some sentiment. We talked about this, I know, a year ago. Cincinnati does the home opener the best of anybody. I mean, the whole place shuts down and the school's out and, you know, they have the parade and all that stuff. It used to be the traditional first game. Now, of course, the first game could be in, you know, in Germany. You know, you never know where it's going to be.
Yeah, I think next year it's in Prague.
Right, really. You never know where they're going next.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that it's a home opener, it's here. I don't know. There's just something about it. National holiday, maybe not. But what's wrong with San Francisco shutting down for the home opener?
Well, I like the idea of a national holiday. And, you know, if that's the case, I mean, you know, it should apply to everybody, like all national holidays. I'd like to see everybody open on the same day in this country during the day. And I'd like it to be a Saturday. Why not? Here's the first Saturday of the season. Everybody's opening. Everybody's starting at 1 o'clock. The kids are there, no problem. They don't have to be out of school. That's the way I do it.
Boy, very good. Has anyone come up with that? I mean, Seelig's talking about a national holiday, which I guess would presuppose like a Monday or something like that, which would cost billions, you know, of people being out of work. But, hey, on a Saturday, why not? That's not a bad thought.
Yeah, well, you know, the TV's always grabbing for something special, so ESPN can have the first game, and this is when it starts, and everybody else starts later. But that's ridiculous. I think it should It should be the same for everybody. It should be in the daytime. Everybody can go. It's just another care in the world.
I like it. You hit it. You got it. See, I know if we talk about things long enough, we'll come, we'll solve these problems. Yeah. Believe
me. I'll get a few things wrong before it's over.
Very good. The ball club hitting, though, Bruce, and you know, we saw it in spring training. I love watching batting practice with these guys. They were hitting the ball really well, and it sort of struck me. I said, well, maybe on the road they're going to be something else. But, wow, what a start. What a start. 5-1 on the road. And I haven't seen a pitcher yet who's capable, other than a reliever, who's capable of shutting them down.
No, it's been incredible to watch. I mean, it's really fun. I mean, this is a fun team. It's a fun lineup. It's got guys you want to hit. I mean, I don't get a hot dog till like the seventh or eighth hitter is coming up of this team. You know, I mean, it's really been inspiring. The real test is going to be, I don't know, maybe not as early as Wednesday or Thursday nights, the first night games at home. But you know, if they were to face one of the great, say a kid like Jose Fernandez at night at AT&T, that then we'll see something different. It's not going to be like this all the time on the road as well. But it just goes to show it's everybody's faith has been renewed instantly. You know, they're into Morse and what he can do. They got Pagan back in there. Sandoval looks good. The notion of an extension for him seems more likely.
Yeah, let me stop you on that one. Sandoval, is he looking better to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not really looking at the scale or whatever the scale might say. I'm just looking at him at third base, and I'm watching him hit. He's going to be able to hit when he's 55 and weighs 308. I mean, he'll get up there and smoke a line drive for you. But you're going to be a little bit better if you're trim. You're going to have more endurance. Your hips are going to be way better placed. It's just a better idea. But and in the field, you know, he looks very good, and I just think he looks good all around. He's had a history of weird injuries, but they're not the kind that necessarily tell you that he's injury prone. They've been kind of on the freak side.
And yeah.
I don't know. I'm optimistic about him, about his season and him staying with the team.
All right. Well, I'll tell you one thing. He changed the game yesterday.
Oh, God.
And,
yeah.
I mean, he went down and got a pitch and just took it out from the right side. And Andy Bagley said, look, he had one from the right side last year, and he did it here now in game number six.
Yeah, you know, he worked with Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah.
Venezuela during the offseason, which is about as good as it gets. Those guys were talking hitting, and he said he got an awful lot out of it. Came to camp with a little different approach from the right side, and that's a pretty good bit of evidence right there.
You wonder, I read that, and I you know, what about Hensley Mullins? What about Joe LaFay? What about the rest of the people?
You don't have those guys at home. I mean, if you're hanging around Venezuela and you run into Miguel Cabrera, I mean, what's the harm? If he wants to tell you some things, I mean. And, you know, the great thing about Mullins is, and I remember talking to him in spring training before Bonds came in, and I said, is this kind of any kind of a threat to you? Does it make you, you know, nervous at all? He goes, no, this guy's the greatest, one of the greatest hitters of all time. I'm very anxious to hear what he says to the guys. You know, he's very secure in his professionalism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you take the good advice where you can get it.
Yeah, yeah, and it is. Well, if Cabrera taught him something about opening his hips or same, I'm sure Mullins has said the same thing. I mean, you know, these people.
Yeah.
But sometimes you hear it from someone else. You know that in life. You know,
right.
Somebody could tell you something and it goes right through one ear and out the other, and someone else will tell you and say, you know something?
Yeah.
I can hear it. Maybe there was a little bit of that, I guess, in there. But look at Pagan at the top of the lineup, how he's playing. And I know you get excited 5-1, it works well. But, boy, as I said, every time you flip this lineup, there's a chance to do some damage.
Yeah, the thing I like about him is that they're very dynamic. I mean, Pagan is up there. He's animated. He's obviously ready to go and entertain, maybe show off a little bit. Perfect leadoff man. You know, Pence is a character. You'd love to watch him up there. Sandoval's got his thing. Mike Morse, you know, the big lunk, you know, who's going to hit one 500 feet. And I just think it's and, of course, Buster Posey, just the classicist, you know, with everything perfectly in place. I just think it's a great succession of hitters to watch.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie Blackmon of Colorado. really, 6-for-6. It brings back, what, Cesar Gutierrez, the Giant member? Didn't he do that 6-for-6? I think maybe with the Tigers.
Yeah, Freddie Sanchez had a 6-for-6.
Did Freddie have one? Okay.
At some point.
But, you know, so now he goes out the next day and he's got 3-for-4. I think he got 9 hits in a row. And it made me think about this. What record would you like to see broken? And I'm just thinking about it. Maybe Walt Dropo's had this 12 hits in a row since 1952.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It's time for Walt to be replaced. You know what I mean? Walt Masterson got him out in a pop-up or something. I actually did a show with Walt Dropo about it. Ran into him at Cooperstown. But what record would you like to see replaced? And look, Paul Goldschmidt, 26 games in a row. Is there one that you say, I'd like to see someone break it?
I'd like to see someone break DiMaggio's consecutive hit streak. I mean, in a way, the fact that he has it is so great because he was so such a special player and so fundamentally perfect. And he would be the guy, a guy like that, would be, he's a guy you'd expect to do it. Or Pete Rose, you know, every day, every at-bat is a great hitter, just period, you know. But I'd love to see somebody get into the early 50s and really threaten that thing. And because it was really exciting when Rose got there.
It was wasn't it?
Even back then, you were getting it all on TV and that would definitely be one.
Yeah, I agree. The pressure would be enormous. He'd be tweeting in between at bats.
Yeah, the thing about it is that it's daily, which is the essence of baseball. It's not just one big game. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be good. Gene Garber, I think. Wasn't it Gene Garber that stopped Rose?
Yeah, and Rose still hasn't forgiven him for not throwing him at least one fastball in there on that one.
And he grounded back to the mound, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Hey, Doc, let me finish this with Bruce, and I'm sure we'll see you Tuesday, and I'd love to see you at the ballpark.
Yeah.
The Dodgers, with or without Puig, do you see a real difference?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, for Mattingly, if one of those outfielders is hurt, it's almost a relief, you know, because if somebody's going to be ticked off if they're all healthy. We even saw that from Kemp yesterday before he got hurried in there. But, yeah, the dynamic definitely changes. I think until further notice, despite the knucklehead tendencies, I think they're weaker without him.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much that he can do. He'll throw you out from the right field corner if you're trying to take third. He'll hit one out. He'll beat out a hit. He'll take an extra base. And, you know, he'll hurt you, too. I mean, yesterday he slides into first, which is usually a terrible idea in the first place. But not only that, he hurts himself. I mean, for God's sake, you know.
Well, then he threw the ball from right field on the fourth out. And as Dwayne said, Puig gets the fourth out at second base.
He's on a bit of a negative roll right
now. Isn't he?
Without a doubt.
Isn't he?
I mean, yeah, but they went 42-8 when he was
That's right.
Dead.
That's right. And I'll tell you, Bruce, and I said this, and it's worth watching it. You take him out of the lineup, and it looks like the Dodgers again. You know, the old Dodgers.
Yeah.
There's Kemp and Ramirez. You put him in the lineup, and he goes crazy. I tell you, that he ignites the rest of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'm upset he's not playing tonight because I want to see him. You know, I think he's a tremendous show, and he jacks up the entertainment level, you know, immeasurably.
Well, you'll see D. Gordon tonight at the top of the order. And Matt Cain is a guy you run on.
I want to see a lot more of Gordon because if he's for real with his batting stroke, that's going to really, really help them.
Yeah, and Kane's got to be very careful tonight because people run on Kane and Gordon. Yeah. Gordon runs, I don't care what the score is, he's going.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we've seen them run no matter what the score already,
All right, have a good afternoon, and I'll look forward to seeing you Tuesday, absolutely.
I'll be there.
All right, thanks, Bruce. All right, that is a wonderful Bruce Jenkins, as we always do this what a great conversation. You never know where it's going to go. It's totally unscripted. But that's Bruce and me on KMBR 680. More coming up right here on Sports Leader.